This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. When it comes to reducing prostitution in the area, it's important to go beyond legislation and law enforcement. Programs such as Cincinnati Union Bethel's Off the Streets that reach out directly to sex workers can make a dramatic difference. The Off the Streets program has been around since 2006, and 78% of the women who participate for 30 days or more report no longer being involved in prostitution. And joining us to talk about the program are Cincinnati Union Bethel Executive Vice President and Off the Streets Program Director, Mary Carol Melton, Off the Streets Intake Outreach Coordinator, Carol Thornton-Gamble, and Off the Streets graduate, Terry Bates. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Carol and Terry, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mary Carol, good to see you
here. Thank you.
Tell us about how the Off the Streets program got started in the first place.
Well, with pleasure. I think for those who are listening to the last segment with Nate Young and Yvette Simpson here, one of the things I'd like to say is that this only happened because a wide variety of community members came together back in 2005, and were looking at what was happening in the criminal justice system for women. And when we really looked at the statistics of jail overcrowding and the rise in the female population, the subgroup that was creating a lot of that were women involved in prostitution. And they were, as Nate said in the last segment, that in those days, because of the jail overcrowding, women were going in and out of the jail and nothing was changing. They were also, they weren't being successful almost in any walk of life. Some who had been able to engage in treatment services were dropping out of treatment. They were not completing probation effectively. I mean, nothing seemed to be working. So literally 35 people representing over 20 entities and 20 agencies came together for over a year and said, if we know what we have now isn't working, what could we create that would work? And we also, at the time, had two women who had been in long-term recovery themselves as part of that planning group, because we wanted to hear directly from the women what would be helpful to you. So here we are 10 years later, and I will tell you, without those partners, and many of whom I hope are listening today, but the court system, the sheriff's department, the police department, the city council, county commissioners, all of the treatment programs, the faith community, really came together to say, we as a community need to and can do better.
Carol, sounds like there was a big group effort to get this going.
It was. I got involved because at the time I was on probation, because I am a recovering prostitute, addict, domestic violence survivor. And my probation officer said, Carol, the city is trying to do something to help you ladies. Would you be interested? You might end up with a job. I said, yeah, you know, I will do that. So I was one of the ladies that had the privilege of sitting on the planning committee, because I had always really wanted to do something, but I didn't know how or where to start. So I've been doing it for the last 10 years with Mary Carol and everybody else.
Mary Carol, what are the specific services that Off the Streets offers?
We offer a variety of things, but basically coming in the door, we offer the very basic needs that anybody would have: food, shelter, and clothing. The fact that we are able to offer safe housing in order to just have women know that they are in a very safe place, that they can literally take time to take a deep breath, catch their breath, and say, okay, from this perspective, I don't have to worry about my survival right at the moment. Somebody is going to help me. What would I do differently if I could see and envision a different path ahead of me? So with the shelter, with the facilitators that we have, who are all peers to the women themselves, as Carol mentioned, that our whole staff are women in long-term recovery. So one message that the women get when they walk in the door is that change is possible, because they see it every single day. So we're able to provide for the basic needs, and then we wrap all of the services that each individual woman may need: medical care, mental health services, substance abuse services. And we do that because of all of those partners who helped us plan this program continue to be our partners engaged in offering the services for the women. We have engaged community volunteers who come in and do things with the women, such as creative writing, journaling, how to write a resume, how to dress for a job interview, how to yoga. Take care of yourself, how to cook nutritious meals, all of the things that maybe the women really missed even in their own growing up years. So it's sort of back to the basics. What do you need to put into place for yourself in order for you to move to another place of employment, furthering your education, regaining custody of your children? So each woman may have different needs, but we absolutely wrap the community services around that woman so that she knows she's not walking that path by herself.
And I was very humbled to be involved because of myself being in recovery. There were some things that I saw happening when I was out there, ladies trying to get help, that I felt privileged to be able to do that, to give them a hug, to be able to tell them I truly understand how you feel about walking up and down the street, no place to go. And we didn't have something like Off the Streets when I was out there and I came into recovery. So it was like a really wonderful thing to be able to give this to a lady that I always wanted to be given to me when I was out there.
That was one of the best things I saw when I got to Off the Streets program, is that when I got there, I didn't have to worry about where I was going to sleep, what I was going to eat, who I was going to talk to, if I was going to be running from someone. I mean, everything that I needed to just stop focusing on so that I could focus on the better things that I needed to be doing, focus on getting my life together, having a better understanding of the God of my understanding, getting all of my spiritual, mental, my physical health back so that I can do better. That was the only thing that was, all that hinders you when you're out there running the streets, not knowing where you're going to sleep, being with who and ever here and there just so that you can sleep somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when you get to Off the Streets, it's like it's a big weight lifted off of you. You walk in the door and you see instantly that you have, it's like, I don't know, it's like a big light comes on. Like, you do not have to live like that anymore. You know, you see it in the facilitators. You see it in the other people that was there before you. When I walked in the door, the women that were already there, they offered me anything that I needed. It was like a family, you know, the family that I still have a family, but you miss out on your family. You lose things and you miss things. So when I got there, I received all of those things back. It fed my spirit all over again. It made me believe in me again.
That explains. I was going to ask you about that, Terry. The bio that I got on you had a quote that just really jumped out at me, and that was that I am forever grateful to have found me. So that's what you're talking about with this.
Yes. I don't know. Somewhere along the line, I just lost me in the process. My goals, things that I wanted to do, because I was so focused on trying to feed my addiction, find somewhere to live, or different things like that, that once I got there, you know, I no longer had to focus on that anymore. They took that part away from me so that it allowed me to just sit back and think. And the first thing, every day I woke up, I said, thank you, God. You know, thank you. And then the next thing I would say, please help me to keep an open mind so that I can receive all the information that I need. I want to succeed. I've worked. I've done some good things in my life, you know. It's just that some bad times happen and things happen, and I fell back into, you know, addiction again, you know. I've learned that I do not have to use no matter what. You know, I have a place and I have people in my life that care about me and want to see me do something better with myself. You know, the different volunteers that come in there and they help you focus on different things like meditation, you know, yoga, you know, I thought my legs were so messed up, physically, that I could, the yoga people said, this will help you. And it did. It made me, all the pain I thought I was having, I don't have the pain. It's the yoga took that away for me, you know. It's just amazing. It's such an empowering thing, you know. They have so many groups. I mean, it's just a focus on you that I love. And it, you can take, you just give yourself a break and just take the time out and focus on what you need to focus on.
It's like when the ladies first come in, we know that they have issues getting back on their meds and everything, but we also know that they're women. So when they come in, if you need a perm, if you need a new underwear and stuff like that to make you feel good, if you need some makeup or whatever, a lot of times you have to dress up the outside before you're able to even speak about what's going on in the inside. Mm-hmm. So we give them all that. We let them know that they can have that. Nail polish, okay, yes. You know, perms, all this. We give you all of that when you come in, and it amazes people that we do that, but we want you to feel like the lady that you really are, and that way you can start talking to us and tell us what you need.
So Terry was describing as I can finally see the light. I imagine a lot of these women, they feel like they're having a huge burden removed by going through this program.
Yes, yes. A lot of them have never been in a situation where somebody actually, truly, passionately cared about whether they came in or not. And because all of us are peers and we know how it feels to have to sleep in an abandoned building or walk the streets all night long, we're able to communicate to them a little better and they have a outlet. Because, see, everybody's not going to understand that, but somebody who has already walked a mile. So they do feel lifted, you know. We help them get lifted. We help them get their voices back so that they can say what they need. You don't have to live animalistic anymore. You don't have to do it because we're here, and we stay forever. You can call us anytime.
That's what I was saying about that. Like, it's almost amazing to know that there's help. You know, you go through your life and you think nobody understands, nobody listens, nobody hears me, you know. And when you get to Off the Streets program, every worker, I mean, from the time you walk in the door there, it's always that person that you can talk to and say whatever's going on with you that day. And they'll, you know, the facilitators, the monitors, even the volunteers, everybody that comes in has a play a part in you opening up just that little bit more, you know, that voice that was so quiet inside of you that felt you couldn't trust anybody. And now, you know, I have that voice again, and I'm not going to be quiet, I don't think.
Even with Mary Curl, you wouldn't think that a boss. See, this also extends out to the community of people who you never thought would even talk to you. Our ladies have stopped Mary Curl and told her what was going on with them because they feel comfortable enough to be able to talk to any one of us and tell us whatever they need. And if she has to come to us and tell us, you know, check on this or that, it all works together because we work together as a team at all times. And I think the ladies become part of our team for the next lady coming in.
Yes.
513-419-7100 to join us. And let's talk with Noelle in Hyde Park. Hi, Noelle.
Hi, this is a fabulous program. I made a documentary about trafficking in Cincinnati, and Mary Carroll and Carol were part of it. It focuses on the fabulous work that Off the Streets does. The police were there in it, also outreach worker. And they're doing their jobs, but it's really time for the community to really step up and really get behind things. Like you were saying, when we were driving around looking for abandoned buildings to film for the movie, oh my gosh, Cincinnati's full of abandoned buildings. I don't know how they get away with that. The women I interviewed, pre-interviewed before the film, practically everybody had been a child sexual abuse victim. And the coroner, Dr. Lakshmi Samarko, has talked about how many kids are being trafficked, and she'd really like to focus on that. We need more medical detox buildings, programs. And I was thinking now that we have a new police chief, perhaps it's time to request more vice to go after the traffickers.
Hi, Noelle. It's Mary Carroll.
Mary Carroll.
Glad you called in. One of the things that I was going to mention is that with Noelle's documentary, which really is wonderful in terms of, I think, Mark, you asked me in the last segment about what does the community know. I think that's really the heart and soul of what Noelle is getting to in her documentary. And there are some opportunities coming up. Two that I'll just tell you about quickly in the Cincinnati World Cinema on February 20th at 7 p.m. and February 22nd at 4 at the Carnegie Center. They're going to be showing her documentary, Coming Home from the Streets. And then on February 29th, the Women's City Club is hosting not only showing the documentary, but many of us will be on a panel after the documentary on February 29th at Crossroads Church in Oakley, starting at 6:30 p.m. And we'll have that up on our website as well. I think that it's really critical that people see the story because it focuses on really what happens to the women. And once you really connect with that emotional connection of we are all in this together because this could have happened to anyone that we know. The women in Off the Streets are somebody's mother, aunt, sister, best friend, cousin. They're women like me. They're women like Noelle. They're women like women who are listening to this. And the fact is we can do better as a community, and we can be more understanding about life circumstances that really lead people down a path that they never would have wanted or expected in their lives.
And we'll have more information about the documentary showings, the places and the times at our website as well, WVXU.org. And Noelle, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Do you think, Mary Carroll, that shedding light, like this documentary does, shedding light on these problems, that this is going to encourage more women to seek help?
Absolutely. And I think that as I was listening to Terry talk and Dick Carroll, I mean, there's just this huge smile on my face because I think what you're really describing is exactly what Off the Streets was intended to do, and that was to offer that safe place to let women know that they are not defined by what they have done to survive, that beauty inside, that they've really lost touch with their bodies being beautiful and their inside mm-hmm. being beautiful. And that sort of is what Carol was alluding to, that who you are inside is really what we are trying to allow you some time and space to connect with again. And I think that the shame and the stigma, the more we talk about this and really talk about the circumstances that have led many women into where they find themselves. And it's often because they feel hopeless. They feel there are no resources for them in the community. They're trying to support themselves, their family, their children. They've been trafficked at very young ages by parents and friends. They've been involved in drug addiction, and that becomes its own vicious cycle. So I think, yes, when we put the human face, these are some of the most courageous, brave, talented women mm-hmm. that I have really ever had the privilege of knowing.
In the midst of all of this, what we found out also was that a lot of the ladies didn't even realize they were being trafficked.
Wow.
Their life had become such a way of, this had become such a way of life, and they just thought that was a normal thing until we either do an intake or assessment or we have a talk somewhere and we ask specific questions. And we had a couple of ladies say, I didn't even realize that.
That this is what was happening.
That they were actually being trafficked.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. Look, Dan Hurley joins us. Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mary Carroll. Reason I wanted to call, I was coming back from a meeting and heard this. With Leadership Cincinnati, every year for the past 7 years, we have had a dinner group go to Off the Streets and share a meal with the women in the Off the Streets program. And I can tell you that that is one of the most impactful experiences that has changed many people's view. And if the larger community needs to change its view, Noelle's video will do one thing, documentary will do one thing, but we've got to get people in touch and realize that it's people who change the larger community, and we're trying to do our part. And some of our people, some of the members of Leadership Cincinnati over the years, they have stayed connected once they became aware of Off the Streets and try to support the program. So I just wanted to call in and congratulate Mary Carol and Carol.
Thank you.
Because I got to tell you, Carol, particularly you, you were talking a lot on Saturday because we just had our dinner this last Friday night.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. And Carol, Mary Carol, and Terry, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Cincinnati Union Bethel Executive Vice President and Off the Streets Program Director, Mary Carol Melton, Off the Streets Intake Outreach Coordinator, Carol Thornton Gamble, and Off the Streets graduate, Terry Bates.